Glasgow sex trafficker Jagpal Singh was BBC reality news show star. By Jack Montgomery on December 28, 2022. International sex trafficker Jagpal Singh starred in a BBC reality show in which real people were invited to give real opinions on the news of the day. Singh, 52, was part of the regular cast of Common Sense, which purported to feature real members of the public chosen for their sharp wit and humorous take on life, to discuss the week's news in 2017. Last month, however, he was imprisoned alongside Chinese national Donglin Zhang, 49. Albanian national Vlasis Ntolias, 33, and Thai national Boonsung Wanas, 63, for trafficking women to Scotland and forcing them into prostitution. In an article titled "The Sex Traffickers Hiding in Plain Sight," BBC Scotland social affairs correspondent Chris Clements recalled that, in addition to providing hot takes on US President Donald Trump's border wall and the Emoji Movie, the Predator was invited to opine on the relationship between the sexes. "Men like sex," Singh said. "I'm not saying women don't like sex. I think men like sex better. Women are always tired." Singh's view of women on this topic may have been colored by his relationships with his victims, such as a Chinese national described by Scotland's Crown Office and Procurator Fiscal Service, COFS, as having been brought to Glasgow on the promise of paid employment only to be locked in to a property owned by Ntolias and compelled to work as a prostitute for Ntolias and Singh, seeing as many as 10 customers per day. The accused sentenced today exploited vulnerable women for their own financial benefit without any regard to the suffering they caused. Women were trafficked into Scotland to be used as prostitutes and moved around residential properties across the city of Glasgow, commented Scottish Procurator Fiscal, Prosecutor Laura Buchan after Singh and his accomplices were sentenced for trafficking and brothel keeping. None to a sentence exceeding 10 years, which they are unlikely to serve in full. The BBC article on Singh's time as an allegedly humorous everyman commentator on current affairs noted that human trafficking crimes like his are currently at a record high. All told, people flagged as possible victims by the Home Office's National Referral Mechanism, NRM, has increased by around 700% since 2014. It is predominantly labor exploitation, or exploitation for forced criminality, followed by sexual exploitation, that victims are drawn into, said Police Scotland's National Human Trafficking Unit leader, Detective Superintendent Phil Capaldi. "Some are hiding in plain sight," he said of the exploiters. "There are a number of cases we've had recently where members of the public have seen comings and goings at a strange hour, or seen a steady stream of men going to a particular door, and they've called that in." He explained that there is a real international dimension to the crimes, referencing collaborations with law enforcement in continental European countries including Albania, Romania, and Hungary. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.